Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
James, sorry, getting back to RTE, James. Sorry for cutting you short before the break.
Not at all.
Okay, I mean, look, it's a tough one for Dee Forbes, who's earning over 300 grand a year, to go into the Dáil with her cap in her hand and say, listen, we need more money. I mean, realistically, people are looking at the wastage that's going on in RTE. And I'm not saying there isn't good stuff on it, James. I'm with you on that. But in saying that, there's a lot of money being wasted.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously now organisations can all be run more efficiently, like the HSC. But saying that, if you think now, if you're watching RT now, for example, in the news in the last couple of days, and they were talking, you know, getting ready for that storm, they have correspondents all over the country now, full-time correspondents, down here in the south, over in the west, into the Midlands, up to Northern Ireland with Tommy O'Gorman, who's a brilliant correspondent now, been there for years. They have numerous correspondents to do with the capital city, several crime correspondents. Of course, you would need a lot of crime correspondents in Dublin, all right?
Well, you certainly would, yeah.
And
full-time job, all right.
Trainer, she does the courts, a string of them now, which you won't get in any other station now. They won't give that kind of coverage to the country.
Well, they wouldn't have the money to do it.
I mean, the BBC, Sky, they won't do it now.
BBC would. BBC have local services all over the country. And mind you, Sky, you have to be honest, for an independent and private company, Sky do a wonderful job. A lot of repeats, mind you. They repeat the news quite a lot if you're watching it. It becomes very repetitive. But in saying that, you know, they give a huge amount of coverage over the whole country. And it's a much bigger country, obviously, as well. Ireland is quite geographically small. So, I mean, but I understand what you're saying. And TV3, or as it's known, Virgin Media One now, they couldn't do that on their budget. They wouldn't be able to. Couldn't afford to.
Yes, but to see, and all of these people are employed. I have no problem with people getting good wages now, because the biggest wage earners in this country make the biggest contribution to our income tax now.
Yeah, but I mean, is Ray Darcy and Ryan Tuberty really worth nearly $500,000 each?
Oh, I mean, I'm not major fans of them, Niall. I mean, they're not Dave Gayburn, they're not you, Niall.
Ah, thank you, James.
And they're not Terry Wogan, there's no question about it, but I suppose that's
Terry.
The best they can find.
Good old Terry Wogan. I used to love old Terry.
And, oh, yes, he was.
Do you know what? My great memory of Terry Wogan reminds me of my mother, who passed away about 4 years ago, because when I was a child, I was about 7 or 8 years of age. My mother used to dance around the kitchen with a string with five bells on it. And she used to dance when, and this is when myself and my brother were up for our breakfast in really bad mood, and she was always in good mood. And she had these bells on a piece of string, and she used to dance to Terry Wogan singing, do you remember that, the floral dance?
Oh, yes.
I remember it well, yes.
It's huge across the water now.
Yeah, but I mean, RTC had it good for a few years, but they had very little competition. Now, all of a sudden, they've quite a lot of competition. You've got you've got Netflix and Amazon and Disney.
And of course, the advertising now on social media.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, and people are texting in as well about the RTE player. It's crap compared to some of the other. Like, if you look at Amazon or Netflix and how they stream, it's faultless, right?
Yes.
But you go to the RT player, you'll keep getting cut off. There's ads to beat the band on us, you know. Why have you got so many ads in the RT player when we're actually paying for the service?
I've heard about that, all right.
It's disastrous.
Not that great now.
No, it's disastrous.
They want to tighten up there, all right.
But this is it, James.
Like, nationwide, been around a long time now.
They could do all this and save a lot of money. And I made an example earlier on. Where it's located, right? That's prime property. You couldn't get better. It's Dublin 4, right? Most expensive property in the city, right? They could easily move the whole thing out to where TV3 is, or Virgin, sorry, I have to keep calling it Virgin Media One now, they've rebranded, out to Ballymount Industrial Estate, or out to Tallaght Industrial Estate, a few warehouses. You could do exactly the same job for a lot less, and make a huge amount of money selling off all that land.
Well, I think they've sold off a good amount.
Well, they've sold off a bit of it.
70 million, I think, now.
Yeah, so where did that money go?
Well, I suppose wasted a whole lot of it. They must have put it against their debts now, I suppose, now.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of it just seems to be old, you know. I mean, throwing money away.
I suppose when you're looking at two now, semi-state bodies very rarely make money anyway now.
Well, I don't want it to make money, but you want it to break even.
So you have to subvent people like, you never travel on a bus or a train, but you have to subvent Chorus Open Air and Bus Air and Dublin Bus to huge amounts of money, and a lot of people don't travel by bus. You never travel by bus now. Mm. You said before you wouldn't travel by bus if you were paid. But
no, I wouldn't. That sounds me. That makes me sound like a right snob, doesn't it?
I don't like travelling by bus myself now.
No.
I'd rather walk.
No, I'm not going by bus. I'm not sitting in a bus with people who are farting and belching and smelling and their dinner off them and
yes. Or some guy comes on and he's drugs taken or.
Yeah. I was on a Lewis one day and there was two people behind me arguing over how much methadone they had each. And I said, I need to get off this thing immediately.
Couldn't be doing with that now.
Listen, James, thank you very much indeed for being the defender of RTE today. All right.
Thank you.
Dean Forbes will be proud of you. All right, thanks very much. All right, lovely talking to James, a lovely caller and one of my favourite callers to the show. Always a very logical man, although some people might not agree with him. Now, I want to talk about parking in a parent and toddler space. And a petition has been set up recently by a mother who's sick to death of people parking in parent and toddler spaces. She's not going to like me. I'll be honest with you. I've done it. I have done it. And I'd say most of us have. Helena. Oh, Shalina's busy there. I'll come to her in a second. Helena, you've done it, haven't you?
Apologies now. I didn't have my microphone ready for you. I didn't know you were coming out to me.
Hey, well, I'm not coming out to you, but you're outside. But Helena, you've done it, haven't you?
I have not, actually, no.
You're fibbing me now.
I'm not. No, I'm not lying. I never have. Never, ever parked in the parent and toddler space.
But you are a little toddler.
I know, I should be allowed.
Because you are a toddler.
I actually one time had, it was a couple of years ago now, when I had my niece in the car with me, and I had a car seat at the time for her. She's older now. And I forgot to park in them then as well. And I probably could have.
Well, you could have legitimately parked.
And I just went to a normal car park space.
But when you drive around and there's no spaces and you see it. Now, I would never, I'll be honest, I've never parked in a disability space.
Yeah.
But I've parked in a parent and toddler space.
I haven't, no. I can honestly say, hand on heart, I have not. And I can, do you know what? I can understand why it's frustrating for parents. Because they, you know, they're made to be bigger so that you can get the car seat in and out, or you can get the baby in and out of the car seat. You know, it makes a huge difference for them. Mm. Do you ever get it near your car with a bag load of shopping when you've done maybe Christmas shopping or something? And somebody has parked so close to your car that you can barely open the door.
Yeah.
And you're trying to shove the shopping in and that's annoying. Imagine trying to do that with an 8-month-old.
I know, you're making it sound like I didn't have kids. I had kids. I know what it's like getting car seats in and out.
Which is more.
I managed. It wasn't the end of the world. I managed.
More the reason why you should understand it and not do it.
No, I managed. It's not the end of the world. Most spaces you will have enough space to get your seat in and out. It's not
okay,
a big deal.
Well, put yourself in a position of having, and you more than likely did, because two of your kids are very close in age, having a 2-year-old and having a maybe a 9-month-old and trying to get both of them into their separate car seats. Mm.
Oh yeah, no, it's not easy. It's like trying to get an octopus into a plastic bag. I understand.
Yeah, so you know that's what I mean? Why they're there. They're built purposely for parents to make it easier to get in and out of.
So would you agree with this guy? I'm going to read out her message now in a second, but she wants to see fines coming in.
Absolutely. Why not?
Oh, yeah, okay.
But no, realistically though, now we fine for if you don't pay for parking, we fine for double yellow lines. I've been hit with that one a few times myself. We fine for, you know, disability parking spots. Why not fine for parent and toddlers too?
Well, Kevin and Emmerich makes a good point. He said Lena would need the extra space for parking now anyway. She's a woman.
Do you know what? I'm not ever going to argue because I'm not a great driver for parking. So I actually can't honestly argue that.
There was a tumbleweed after that one, Kevin.
Yeah, he was right.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Alina. All right, now, this petition, basically, I'm going to read out the petition that's online at the moment. The aim of this petition is to make it a finable offence when parking in a parent and toddler space when not transporting children, requiring assistance to get both in and out of the car. I am a mother of 2 young children, 5-year-old and an 8-month-old. For the last 5 years, I've used these allocated spaces because I had the right to do so when I have my child with me. However, with a recent experience, I decided enough was enough. I parked in a normal space as there was no parent spaces free. When I returned to my car, I couldn't access my car via my driver's side or put my 8-month-old in the car. I had to climb through the rear passenger side. No, you didn't. You could have reversed your car back. But anyway, she says, I had to climb through the rear passenger side, pass my 5-year-old in her seat to secure my baby into her seat. I then had to climb through the front passenger side to get into the driver's seat because the inconsiderate driver parked so close to me that I couldn't even open the door. Yeah, okay, I get that. That's happened a few times to a lot of people. This is why parent and toddler spaces are designed and allocated to just the parent and the toddlers. They ensure extra space for easy access to children requiring full partial assistance in and out of the car safely. The designated spaces allow for extra room and convenience to remove and place the child in and out of the car in a safe manner. The spaces are often located near safe walkways and convenient locations. These are designed to make life easier for motorists travelling with children. However, more often than not, a majority of us travelling with young children know these designated spaces are misused and abused by motorists not travelling with children. This is very disrespectful of fellow users requiring the space. So, basically, she wants to have people banned from doing it. Well, you kind of are banned morally from doing it, but there's no fine at the moment. The mother is calling for enforcement and fines for parking in a parent and toddler space without actually needing one. Now, we contacted a parking company who told us that as far as they know, there is very little enforcement on parking in these spaces and that many shopping centres, for example, don't bother actually fining anybody or actually clamping anybody. It's up to the discretion of the centre. Whereas when it comes to a disabled space, there's a law against that. So do you think there should be more enforcement around these spaces? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Paul, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Paul?
Niall, how's it going? I cannot believe you're arguing the point with Helena about this. This is the snowflake who had to make a dinner for a couple of days and nearly had a conniption. I mean, come on. No, seriously now. But no, please, I don't think there should be fines in place. I wouldn't park in them unless if I'm bringing my mother or something to the shops, she's disabled. I'll put the disabled sticker on the windscreen, and I'll use the parent and child spot if the disabled spots are full. And yeah, half the time in most parking places, I've noticed, and since she's had that sticker, I've done it. I've been looking at the cars to see have they got disabled stickers in them. And 9 times out of 10, in the shopping centre I go to, it's usually a taxi driver sitting there waiting to pick somebody up.
But here's the problem, right? So you drive into a shopping centre. I'll give you an example. Tesco's Clare Hall, right? So
you go there a lot.
Okay, so you drive in there, and the first three rows near the door are disabled or child and toddler. Or parent and toddler, right? Child and toddler. Thinking of Helene again there, sorry. Parent and toddler, all right? So yeah. The disabled spaces are usually always empty. There's any amount of them empty, right? There's very few are actually ever used, which I think is a bit of a waste. They have too many of them. And then you see a heap of parent and toddler ones empty as well. And I'm going, so what's the big deal? I just park a bunch and then nobody's going to miss it.
I don't see the problem. Now, I don't do it myself. I won't park them unless I'm bringing the mother to the shop. I actually had an argument with someone one day. I'd forgotten the disabled sticker. And it said parent and child. And I get out of the car and say, well, she's my parent and I was her child. And that's why we're using the space.
Yeah.
Just because I wanted an argument with the guy anyway.
By the way, somebody mentioned as well that they want to age-friendly parking spots as well.
There is some
in Cork County Council. They've launched a new parking. This is a story from last year. Initiative designed to help older people get around the country more easily. Sorry, it was 2017. But I suppose the argument is, I mean, it's for elderly. What's elderly? Am I elderly?
I'd refrain to answer that question.
Come out and hobble a bit. If somebody seen me, I could kind of hobble a bit and pretend I'm older than I actually am.
I can understand it. I mean, my mother's 78 and she has a Nissan Micra and it looks like an A1 beckon tank, the amount of dints and bangs and smacks it's got. And it's never her fault.
No, of course it's not.
The car jumped out front for her or something.
Yeah.
But I can understand the sense in it. I mean, make this space a little bit bigger. Preparing the child to make the choice.
Here's the problem. I think the biggest problem in this country, right? For example, let me give you an example. Have you ever been to Tala Hospital?
No.
Right. Go to Tala Hospital car park, not you, but if you don't have time to go, obviously don't. But if people are familiar with it, firstly, to get into the car park, if you're driving anything bigger than a Micra, you're going to rub your wheels off the path on the side, right?
Okay? Right.
It's impossible to get through. It's so narrow, right? When you get in, the spaces are so narrow, if you have anything bigger than a Micra, you can't get out of the car. Right? So, I mean, where if you go to America, for example, you know, they've bigger spaces. The spaces are about 2 foot wider. But we're all about trying to get more spaces in to make more money in these
car
parks.
That's all it is, yeah. They're just not making the spaces big enough for anybody.
No. They should allow about 3 foot on each side of a standard car.
Yeah. Definitely. But especially parents and child, because that's what's said already. I mean, most women can't get into a parking space straight.
Okay,
don't mention reversing into them.
Should they have fines for people like, now I've only done it once or twice, by the way, but should they have fines for people who park in parent and toddler spaces, similar to disabled spaces?
I don't think it's as serious as a disabled space, because a disabled space, you actually have a genuine reason where you cannot walk that far to get into the store.
Yeah. So what? You have to push the buggy a little bit further.
Push the buggy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make it all the way down to the coffee shop of a morning after school runs.
Ah, you go. Let me go to Mairead. Stay there for a second. Mairead, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Mairead?
Hi, I'm Niall.
Good. Do you believe the spots are abused?
Yeah, I've seen grown men park in the space with kids about 11 and 12 hopping out of the back of the car.
Yeah.
That's a parent and child.
Yes, there is a parent and child,
yeah. It is a parent and child.
Yeah, but they're not really toddlers, are they?
They're for infants.
It doesn't matter, it's still a child.
They're for infants. Their kids are well able to walk.
Put an age restriction on it then.
Yeah, what's a toddler? What is it? Okay, so what is a toddler?
Parking spaces for senior citizens that have mobility problems.
Yeah.
And I do park in the mother and child spots at night time when there's no one hardly in the car park. And if anybody approached me, I would ask them, where are your parking spaces for senior citizens? They don't put the spaces there because they love the mother, the parents and kids. It's because of the amount of money they spend in the supermarket. And that's why they get the premium spots outside the door.
Very good thinking there, Mairead. By the way, Mairead, do you believe we should have more spots for senior citizens?
Well, that's what I just said, yeah. There are none.
Right, so now we're going to have spots for senior citizens, spots for disabled people, and spots for mothers and toddlers. So what about spots for single fathers?
Well, don't forget the snowflakes as well, no?
Yes, snowflake spots. So, I mean, you can't have spots for everybody, Mairead.
Well, why have they got them the premium spots right outside the door for parents and children?
Yeah, you don't need them at the door, you've got a point.
Exactly.
You got a point. That's
give
a really
them the
good point.
Extra space if they need it for the small infants and toddlers, but not for big kids that are well able to run and jump
about. Yeah, but you've got a great point in relation to the why. I have no idea why they're at the door. You don't need them at the door.
I was told by somebody that, but why they're at the door. No, but why they need the extra space. But people with mobility problems need a wheelchair or don't want one, they also need extra space for opening their doors, because to get in and out.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But Helena said, by the way, the reason they have them close to the door because it's closer to the path.
What?
Well, if you've got toddlers, I suppose it's safer. But I mean, most car parks would have pathways towards the door.
Of course they have, yeah. And you're supposed to drive at very slow space in a car park.
Somebody said, why can't they have gender neutral spots?
Well, that would be the next thing.
Yeah.
And for the LGBTs.
LGBT spots.
Yeah.
I'm parked outside Barrington's hospital in Limerick for the last 35 minutes. There are two cars parked or abandoned, if you like, parked in a yellow box area where it says no parking. The cars are unoccupied now.
And why aren't they clamped?
Well, they should be now if it's at a hospital as well. It'd be a different situation too in a hospital.
But now, I think that point is valid for older citizens. They should get bigger spaces and they should get priority.
Yes.
Before mother and children.
We've thrown more money into the supermarkets raiding our kids than the ones coming up.
Absolutely. We'll stay there for a second, Mairead. Keep texting. The number is 087-188-0008. Should there be fines for people who park in parent and toddler spaces? Also, Richie says, by the way, about the spaces, mother and baby spaces do not exist in law. They are merely a gesture of goodwill on behalf of the car park operator. Suggesting that their misuse could be is finable is equatable to taking it upon oneself to place a no parking sign outside one's home and then fining anybody who parks there. Yeah, he's got a point. It is a gesture of goodwill. But James, you'd like to talk to Paul there. Go ahead, James.
I would, Niall. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah.
Now, can I just ask, Paul, he was saying that he's using his mother's wheelchair pass. I'm just curious, is that registered to her on her car, or is it registered to him on his car?
It's registered. The ticket is registered to her and only usable with her. So she has to be in the car with it.
Right.
I couldn't take the ticket and go and park somewhere and stick it on the dash. That's illegal.
All right.
So I only use it when she's in the car.
Right, I was just curious because I wasn't sure whether you were using it on your car.
No.
Because that would be a common issue that people borrow them, don't they?
Well, I've seen it all the time, Niall. There used to be a woman in town, Niall, who used to come in shopping in town, and she used to park on one of the disabled spaces on Foster Terrace. Used to leave her car there all day with the permit, would go off shopping or go to work, and she'd gone for 6 or 7 hours. And there was one day where a woman come in with two severely disabled children and couldn't take the spot. And a lot of us, as you know, I'm a taxi driver, a lot of us were so incensed that we rang both the guards, the Irish Wheelchair Association, and the clampers. So she got a parking ticket clamped and had the permit revoked, because it turns out that it was her deceased father's permit. Oh, she was using
I've noticed now, Jimmy, the new permits, I don't know if it was like this last year, I don't think it was, all the new permits now have the person who the card's issued to has their picture on the back of it.
That's brilliant.
She just got her card renewed. So obviously, if I had it on the dash and somebody questions me, all they have to do is look at the back of it and go, well, you're not a 78-year-old woman.
Let me ask you a question, because I don't know very much about it. So if, say, for example, my wife has a disability, right? And can I apply then for a permit for my car to drive her around?
But I don't think it's issued to the car anymore. The wheelchair sticker, or the kind of like a placard, they're like what a taxi driver would have.
Yeah.
It's issued to the person. So it's not issued to the car. As far as I know, it's issued to
her. So that person can then take that with any car that they happen to be in?
Yeah, because it's the person who...
So it's not issued to the registration number of the car? Well, that kind of leaves it more open to abuse, doesn't it?
I don't think so, Niall. It's done the same in the States, where it's actually the person it's issued to is... So that, like, basically, if that...
They still, by the way, they still call them handicapped spaces. They still call it handicapped parking.
I don't like that word.
But I'm just saying, it's surprising they still use the same word.
Do you mind? You're hurting my feelings.
You're triggered. Sorry, let me get back to this other one. Sorry, James, as a taxi driver parking all over the place, as you would, and taxi drivers tend to park in the middle of the road sometimes when they want to. I did see a taxi driver actually coming out of the Tree Arena the other night. There was a taxi driver parked on the corner to pick up a fare in the middle of the crossroads. Actually, on a corner, and everybody was beeping him, and he starts sticking his fingers out. Well, he starts sticking his fingers out at everybody. But anyway. But that's what he did. But anyway,
I want to take you to task, though.
I haven't even asked you a question yet, and you're giving out to me. But go on.
First of all, what time do you be in Clare Hall Shopping Centre at? Because any time I go in there, and it's very local to me, I don't even go near I don't go near the child spaces now, because my kids are 8, 10, and 12, so I don't use them. So when I go in there, I just go, as you turn into Clare Hall Shopping Centre, it's the fourth turn on the right to get them spaces. I'll always go 3 or 4 over, because you'll always get parked.
And then you have to walk further to the door. You have to walk further.
Well, I don't mind doing that, because I've been that person where I pulled up, I've seen somebody climbing out of the car, and they have their 14 or 15-year-old with them. And there was a time when either I'd have the youngest with me, or, you know, whatever, and you'd have a buggy, and then you're trying to get them in and out. So the only thing about it is, with them spaces, Niall, and I'm open to correction on this, but none of them are ever on public roads. They're always in private shopping centre.
That's right, yeah.
And my understanding is that that's private property. So the only really thing that I'm sure the management of the shopping centre could clamp them. They can't find them, because they've no statutory law powers to do that. But I know that they can clamp them and then, you know, demand a release fee. But unless they, like, radically change the law, but that would be then...
But it would be, see, the problem you have... Operators. Yeah, but the problem you have is then, who defines what a toddler is and who defines what a parent is? So, I mean...
Surely, Niall, it's once you're allowed to get into a car without having to get into a child seat. So you're physically big enough to sit in a car seat.
But there's an age group on that.
12, though, isn't there?
12,
well,
I think.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think if a child is to sit in the front... a child is not allowed in the front of a car until 12 years of age, isn't that right?
16, I think, on that.
Is 16.
That the front seat? It's not 16, is it?
Yeah,
it is 16, as far as I know, it's 16, yeah.
Well, I don't have to worry about that anymore. So, but I thought it was 12.
No, I could be wrong. I
thought it was 16.
I'm sure I heard somewhere, I read it somewhere that it was 16.
Right, I'm going to get Lena to check that for me in a second. All right.
Well, as far as the child parking spaces, I never used them. My kids are a little older now. As I said, they're 8, 10, and 12. I was actually in Clare Hall Shopping Centre last night, and when I parked right outside where I was going, there was 3 or 4 disabled spots. There was 3 or 4 parent spots, and I parked 2 over in a regular spot.
Right, okay, we'll stay there for a second. Let me just go as well to Anna. You're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Anna?
I'm good. How are you, Niall?
Good. Anna, you have 2 kids, but you don't believe there should be fines?
Absolutely not. Imagine a situation where you come to a shopping centre, right, or just shopping, and that's the only space left. Will you not take it? Will you just go somewhere else?
Of course you would. I would, anyway. James wouldn't. He's a goody-goody.
No, I'm pretty sure that people do use them all the time. I have two kids myself, and when there were babies, if you go, literally, usually when you go away from the doors, there's always parking spaces available. And there's usually plenty because everybody wants to park at the door.
Yep.
So I had no problem like with driving a bit further away from the entrance. And usually there was no problems with getting a parking space.
Yeah, I mean, if people are worried about getting, you know, the buggy in and out of the car or the child seat, if you park away from the door, you're bound to get a space where there's nobody on either side of you.
Exactly. And yeah, to be fair, like, you usually have the buggy in the boot.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's getting the car seat in, and it can be a bit of a challenge sometimes, because Irish car spaces, by their very nature, are too narrow anyway for the average car.
That's very true.
Yeah, and then you'll always get some clown parks. There's nothing, and somebody mentioned that earlier on, there is nothing worse than some clown parking beside you, and you can't get back into your car again.
Absolutely, I totally agree. It happens all the time.
I did actually happen to the extreme to me once, where I was in a car park, and two people parked very close to me on each side, and I couldn't get into the car. I had to wait till one of them came back, which was desperate, absolutely desperate.
Yeah. I agree, though, with the other lady that was on the radio earlier, and she was saying that there should be more age-friendly spaces. I totally agree to that, because there's plenty of elderly people that can't get out of the car unless they fully open the door.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
And I think that they're on this planet for long enough. They're tired as well. Just let them use those spaces, get out from the car, walk to the...
How old are your kids, by the way?
They're now 7 and 9.
Okay, see, I avoid people like you, Anna. So when I'm parked in a car park, do you have a people carrier?
No.
Okay, well, generally speaking, what I do is I avoid parking beside people carriers, because you just know there's a load of kids around, and when they come back, they're going to be flinging doors open, and they'll normally leave a mark at the side of your car. So you just avoid cars that you think there might be kids in.
Absolutely, absolutely. I totally agree. Although my kids know that that's not allowed, because, like, my husband would not appreciate when they hit the doors as
well. See, I have three kids, and thankfully mine are all grown up now. But I remember my daughter, she was the worst. She would just fling the door open.
Yeah.
Didn't care. Didn't even look. She'd just fling it open. No matter where
Absolutely.
We were. Yeah. And no matter how many times I said it to her, she'd still keep flinging the bloody thing open. All right. Keep texting. Keep WhatsApping. I want to stay there with me, actually, Anna. I want to go to Maria after the break, who doesn't believe, or who believes there should be fines. Keep texting. Should you get a fine for parking in a parent and toddler space in a car park? Some of the messages, by the way, coming in on WhatsApp.
The reason that the mother and toddler spots are beside the door is because when you're leaving your trolley back, you can keep an eye on your kids in the car.
Ah. I don't know whether that was the actual reason, but that sounds like a good thing to do. But I don't know if that's the reason. Because imagine... Okay, yeah. I see the logic in what you're saying, all right. By the way, just to clarify as well for James and for Paul, yeah, the age for a child being in the front of a car, Helena just clarified it there, is 12 years of age. And I think it has something to do with height and weight as well. But generally, it's 12 years of age. That's the age that they recommend that you don't have a child in the front of the car. Okay, let me go to Breffany. Breffany, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Breffany?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
You disagree with Anna as well. You believe there should be fines.
I think there should be fines, yeah. To be honest with you, I was one of those people that did park in the parking zone.
Right, okay, one of those people.
I was.
I was one too.
I went to a really, in extreme, as in, had a little toy in the back and I put it onto the back seat.
Right.
And a little teddy, and I said, oh, just let them know I think I have got a child. But since my sister had twins, there's no way now I'd park in the parking zone now.
Right, okay.
I realise how hard it is getting in and out of the car.
But she could just park further away.
What?
And then you'd have loads of space.
Well, the spaces aren't big enough, you know, just to open two doors.
Yeah.
So she can't actually open the door and get the child, the car seat out of the car.
Anna, do you accept that you've got kids that, you know, her sister has kids and obviously she can't park everywhere because she can't get the kids out of the car?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Not really. There's only like 2 years difference between my kids. And I've been there. And there wasn't really that much of a problem of getting the kids out in and out of the car.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you, you know, Breffany, I have three kids myself, so I went through that when they were younger, and I never had a big issue getting them in and out of the car.
Yeah, well, you know what it is, Niall, it's when the car, when she's two car seats, she's two babies in the back seat, and she's to open the doors, and the door, she can't actually physically open the door because the other car is parked right on top of her, So the parking spaces are too small.
They are, yeah. Well, I agree with that, yeah.
To take the car seat out, to put it onto the pram.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a nice goodwill gesture for supermarkets and shopping centres to have these spaces. But if a car park is reasonably full and people are looking for spaces, people are saying, well, you know, why can't the rest of us just park in them?
She's having no problem parking down the back of the shopping centre if the spaces were big enough. It's the actual size of the space that she actually can't physically take the babies out of the car. So that's why she actually just needs the parenting zones, you know?
Okay, well, let me go to Maria as well. Maria, you're on Classic Kids. How are you, Maria?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Sorry I didn't get you there the first time. Maria, you believe also there should be a fine, yeah?
I think it's just going to deter people not to park there. But I don't think they need to be at the door. I think they need to be beside trolleys. So I have two kids under the age of three. So I bring them shopping with me everywhere. And like that, it's to be able to open the doors. Now, numerous times I don't get the parent to have their parking spaces. I've seen cars in there and they have no car seats in the cars.
Right, okay, yeah.
And that's really frustrating. But I've never had an issue. I try and park even beside a trolley bay where I can know I can open one door at least so that nobody can park in beside me. So if it's the case that I have to struggle and get in one door, I can do that. But it's because people do park and they don't, like, I wouldn't look into someone's back of their car to see have they got car seats. So I just park up beside them. Do you know, so I don't expect anyone to look into my car.
And where's the worst place? Where's the worst place for parking?
Where is the worst?
I mean, because you've got two young kids now, obviously. So, by the way, I was in your position once as well, where I had two very young kids at the same time.
Yeah, like, definitely, if there's car parks with smaller spaces, all right. Car parks, definitely.
Yeah.
But I've never come across any major issue. One time someone parked beside us, and I was heavily pregnant with my second child. And you wouldn't see a slip of paper between.
I know, but see, a lot of that is just some people who park beside you are just inconsiderate.
Yeah, but I was lucky that time because my husband was driving; he could get into his seat.
Right.
But if it was the driver's seat, I wouldn't have had a hope of even trying to climb over a seat. I was heavily pregnant.
All right. And okay. Yeah.
But that was different.
There's nothing there's nothing dignified about climbing over seats, by the way, in any situation, whether you're pregnant or not. Sorry, Breffin, you're trying to say something there.
Yeah, no, it's just people that have, parents that have babies in car seats. I mean, a child that can walk, there's nothing really, they should be able, that's okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a child being able to walk, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But people that have car seats, it's just the danger part, do you know what I mean?
And yeah, of course, I get it, yeah.
That's the thing, but other kids, they can walk, just, you know what I mean, nothing wrong with walking.
Sorry, Maria, go ahead, yeah. Come.
Sorry, my issue as well was, because I have two small kids, I put them into a shopping trolley. It went to beside, even if you're beside the trolleys with all shopping trolleys, because I'd have to put one baby in and then one and try and put my trolley back. I don't like to be parked miles away from the trolleys. Do you know that kind of way? Because I can't carry the two of them to the car.
With the trolley as well. Yeah, I get you. Yeah, yeah, that'd be difficult. Yeah.
So another thing is, as well, is I don't like, just say if I had the two children, I pack everything into the boot with the kids inside in the trolley. But then when I put one child in, you need space to pull the trolley around the side of the car with you. I don't like, but I've had to leave it at the
otherwise, you're trying. I know, you're trying to hold it with your foot or something like that, yeah.
Well, I still have one child in it when I'm trying to get in one child. Nice,
okay. I know, nobody said it was easy having kids, by the way. Listen, I've run out of time, but I get the gist of what you're saying. I've been there. You're trying to hold the trolley with your foot while you're trying to get the other kid into the car. Terrified it's going to go sailing down the car park with your child in it. I get it. Listen, Maria, thanks very much indeed. And Breffy and everybody got involved in the conversation.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.